this is the screening area, so we have our participants come in here. There's an area for informed consent back here.
Dr. Scott Rasmussen is the principal investigator at Celerion in Lincoln, a contract research organization that has been doing tests for companies for 50 years. He's giving a tour of the facility. In a separate room, participants lie on blue leather chairs. Barcoded armbands wrap around their wrists. A wide glass window shows a little outdoor courtyard. Participants look out while their blood is drawn. Nurses on standby check in on them.
Good morning.
Mass Biologics reached out to Celerion to test their Lyme pre-exposure prophylaxis or PrEP shot last year. Dr. Rasmussen says the Boston company specifically wanted trial participants who had never been exposed to Lyme disease.
Lyme disease is caused by a bacteria that's transmitted by a tick. The tick has a certain range, as most organisms and animals do, and it just doesn't live in Nebraska, at least not right now. It might come here someday based on global warming.
The Food and Drug Administration-approved human trials started last month, but the shot has been in the works since 2016. Mass Biologics found antibodies that were effective against Lyme disease, which can cause severe headaches, skin rashes, and sore joints that sometimes last up to 6 months. The company's executive vice chancellor, Dr. Mark Klempner, says the shot isn't a vaccine.
What we do is we bypass that vaccination immune response and we give you the actual medicine that your immune system would have produced in response to the vaccine, but only that one.
Dr. Klempner says it takes about 6 months to build immunity with a vaccine, but Lyme PrEP gives immediate protection for a year.
When the tick bites you, it is basically taking a drink of that medicine where it stops the bacteria in its tracks while it's still in the tick and you never get exposed to it. It kills it.
The goals of the first trial are to make sure there's no side effects on humans and to see how long the antibodies stay around. Dr. Rasmussen says healthy Nebraskans can volunteer for the human trials. And it's his job to make sure studies are safe. The FDA closely monitors the trials, too.
I firmly believe that they're extremely safe, that these compounds have been thoroughly investigated and thoroughly studied to the best of our abilities. But sooner or later, we have to give them to a human being to start that process, and that's what we do here.
Once participants are medically screened and test negative for COVID-19 twice, they receive the single-dose shot and stay at the center for 3 days, while monitored by medical professionals. They also provide food and lodging. Celerion study participant manager Michelle Burnett says the total time commitment is a 4-night stay at the site, 12 in-person follow-up visits, and 6 phone calls for 1 year.
The total stipend that a participant can earn is $8,260, so there is the compensation for the time and effort.
Money was one of the reasons Aubrey Honkoop volunteered for the study.
I saw a Facebook ad for Celerion, and I am getting married next October. And with our venue canceling due to COVID, we were actually kind of needing more cash.
The University of Nebraska Medical Center student from Billings, Montana, says the ad brought her to Celerion's registration portal, where she provided her medical history and was given a list of matching studies. After multiple screenings, she spent a long weekend at the site, painting and doing homework.
Well, how did you feel when you got the shot on Friday morning?
Hurt a little. It wasn't that bad, though.
Did you ever think about the impact that you're doing?
Yeah. I think it's a great thing to do medical studies if you're healthy and able. I mean, they do compensate you well, but it is a very humanitarian way of, you know, using your body for science even while you're alive. This could do a lot of good for a lot of communities.
The first trial runs for a year in Nebraska. Second and third trials will be done in other states for another year. Dr. Klempner says if all goes well, the shot could be available by late 2023. Michelle Burnett from Celerion says they need 21 more participants. Those interested can visit helpresearch.com. For NET News, I'm Alyssa Rosales.